All of the Psalms are about worship. In the Psalms, David acknowledged the Lord. He said, "Oh Lord, you are my strength." He lifted up his frustrations and his joys and his praise God moments. When I bring my everyday life together with worship as a priority, then the Lord is my strength. Can you hear that? I keep going back and forth and I never realize that the Lord is my strength and my sustenance. And I never really experience the victory of the Lord when I think it is me and my strength that is sustaining me through the day. So just to reinforce this picture in your mind, we have this huge superior force coming, multiple countries coming at Jehoshaphat's army with all of their military might. And Jehoshaphat sends a choir out in front of Judah's army. And the louder the people shout praises, the more the enemy was routed. Then we find in verse 26, 4 days after the victory, they gather together to praise the Lord. You see, all the people of Judah didn't forget about God and what God did for them. Does that ever happen in our lives? We are down on our knees when it's bad, but what do we do when the going is smooth? Where are we then? Second Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin. And what? Is that powerful or what? You know, it's interesting to me. 2 months ago today was the 6th anniversary of 9/11. Y'all remember what 9/11 was? I'm not trying to be funny. It's just not mentioned much anymore. Can you believe it's already been 6 years and 2 months since we were attacked? But you know, as terrible as 9/11/01 was, it brought the best out of the United States people. Amen? People were coming together and seeking the Lord and helping each other out when they needed it. People were on their knees asking God for guidance in huge numbers. People were coming to America's churches. People were seeking the hand of God and praying for God's protection and salvation. Yet a year after that attack, many were trying to get One Nation Under God out of our Pledge of Allegiance. And a year after that, we were removing the Ten Commandments from public buildings. You remember that? You see, we in the United States, us, United States citizens, I know, that's not very good English, but we're very good at begging for God to do something, aren't we? But we forget to give God the praise when everything's going smooth. Many people in the United States, we're already making the golden calf. Remember from the story of Moses? Before the Twin Towers even stopped smoldering. However, Jehoshaphat and the people of Judah weren't this way. After the Lord's victory, the people of Judah weren't asking for the Lord's blessing. They were blessing the Lord. Do you hear the difference? When we lived in O'Fallon, my family would come and stay with us, and we would go to Six Flags to celebrate my nephew's and Paul's and my birthday. We're all the end of August, beginning of September birthdays. And when we'd been there most of the day, it was an absolutely gorgeous day. Everything had gone great, hardly any lines. It was a fun day. And we were heading out the gate, and Paul runs up to me and says, "Thanks, Dad, for this awesome day today." Now, you know, I stopped right there because I wanted to remember that. I wanted to remember all the awesome times that we had that day. I wanted to file that away in a permanent memory somewhere in my head because, man, that meant so much to a dad. You ever wonder if that's not what God wants from us? that relationship where we're willingly and enthusiastically, where we say, thanks for an awesome day, Dad. Dad. Thanks, God, for all that you've given me. Thanks, God, for all the things that you allow me to experience. Thanks, God, for new life.